Until when can you plow an orchard on Eretz Yisrael? At Minotaur, you're not allowed to work on the ground in Eretz Yisrael during the seventh year. This is called Shemitah. All the produce that grows on the seventh year is Hefker. Anybody who wants to come and take the produce. And you're not allowed to do any work on your land during Shemitah. Not only in the seventh year itself are you not allowed to do work on the ground, but even during the sixth year, Eretz Yisrael, you're also not allowed to do work on the ground for the last 30 days before Shemitah. This is the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. And the Rabbanan asked you to do work on the land in Eretz Yisrael even prior to the last 30 days if the work that you're doing on the land is to help the produce that will grow in the seventh year. It's not to help for the produce that will grow during the sixth year. And the Mishnah asks, until when can you plow an orchard in Eretz Yisrael? Up to what time does the Rabbanan allow you to continue to do malacha on the orchard during the sixth year? Beit Shammai Yomrin called man shehu yafa lepri. Beit Shammai says, any time the plowing of the orchard is for the betterment of the pre that is growing in the sixth year, then you'd be allowed to plow the orchard on Eretz Yisrael. But if the plowing of the orchard is not for the pre that grows in the sixth year, but instead it's to help the pre that will grow during the seventh year, during the year of Shemitah, you would not be allowed to plow the orchard, even though it's Eretz Yisrael, it's not yet the year of Shemitah. Beis Hillel said that a specific time was given. You're allowed to plow on Eretz Yisrael until Atzeres, until Shavuos. But after Shavuos, you cannot plow an orchard. And we assume that after Shavuos, any time you plow the orchard, it would not be for the betterment of the pre that is growing in the sixth year. It would be for the pre that will grow during the year of Shemitah. So therefore, it's also to plow an orchard after Shavuos of the sixth year. The words of Beis Hillel are not much different than the words of Beis Shammai. As Beis Shammai, who said you can plow an orchard any time for the betterment of the pre, the sixth year would be also around Shavuos time. Just according to Beis Shammai, we didn't specifically say that you can plow up to Shavuos. It really will depend on the year and the type of orchard, but normally it would be Shavuos time, even according to Beis Shammai. Now the Mefarshim explained that the issur to plow the field after Shavuos is only in regards to an orchard, but in regard to a sadeh lavan, meaning a field in which other types of produce are growing, such as grain or vegetable, then the rabbanan are even more stringent. That according to Beis Hillel, you're only allowed to plow the field up to Pesach, but after Pesach, you're no longer allowed to plow the field. As we assume that any plowing that you do of a sadeh lavan after Pesach is for the produce of the seventh year, it's not for the produce of the sixth year. So therefore, when it comes to a field in which grain or vegetables are growing, you're only allowed to plow that field during the sixth year up to Pesach. Now, the issur of this Mishnah no longer applies, as Rav Gamliel has best and decided that nowadays you are allowed to plow an orchard or a field in which grain is growing all the way up to Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. And nowadays you're allowed to do all the work that you want on the field during the sixth year all the way up to the year of Shemitah itself. And since the issur to do work on a field during Shemitah nowadays is only Minarabbanan, as after the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, Minatorah, you are allowed to do work on the field even during the seventh year. The issur nowadays is only Minarabbanan. So Rav Gamliel Besson decided to be makel, to be lenient in regard to doing the avodah during the sixth year. As since, if you're not allowed to do avodah on the karka during the sixth year, that would be bad for the karka. The produce will not grow as well. So therefore, the Rabbanan decided to be lenient since this issur is only Midrabbanan, and they said, you are allowed to plow a field all the way up to the beginning of the seventh year. What is considered an orchard? As we said in the previous Mishnah, that it is forbidden to work on a field even during the sixth year, the year before Shavuos, if the work you're doing on the field is for the betterment of the produce that will be produced on the year of Shavuos, the seventh year. And we said that if the field is an orchard, you're only allowed to plow the field up to Shavuos of the sixth year. After Shavuos of the sixth year, you're no longer allowed to plow the field. And if the field is a sadeh halava, meaning a field that produces vegetables or grain, in such a case, you can only plow the field up to Pesach of the sixth year. So therefore, an orchard is more lenient than a field that produces grain. As an orchard, you're allowed to plow all the way up to Shavuos of the sixth year, while a sadeh halava, a field that produces grain, you can only plow up to Pesach of the sixth year. Now, what field is considered a sadeh ilan that would allow you to plow up to Shavuos? Call shlosha ilanos lebeisa. Anytime you have three fruit trees an area of the Beisot, which is 50 amos. 550 amos. And Ruyan Lasa's Kikers Vela, Shoshishin Manat Bi Talki. If each one of these fruit trees produces enough fruit that if it would be a fig tree, it would produce enough fruit to make 60 Italian money of pressed figs, which is about 50 pounds, a little more than 50 pounds of pressed figs. If it produces enough fruit to produce that amount of pressed figs, in such a case, Horsh and Kol Beisah, Bishvilan, you'd be allowed to plant the entire Beisah, the entire field of 50 amos by 50 amos, because it has these three fruit trees. And that is the amount of land that is needed for three fruit trees that produce that amount of pears. So therefore, the entire Beisah would be considered a Sada Ilan, which would allow you to plow all the way up to Shavuos. But if an area of Beisah there are less than three fruit trees, or even if there are three fruit trees, but the trees produce less pears than is needed to make 60 Italian money of pressed figs. In such a case, we would not consider the entire Beisah a Sada Ha'ilah. Since you have less than three fruit trees, you don't need a entire Beisah for these trees. In Horshalahem Ela Maloha Ora Visalo Chutzala, you're only allowed to plow up to Shavuos, the area directly underneath the trees, and directly around the trees, in the area that is needed for the person who's harvesting the fruit, to harvest the fruit and place his basket that is putting the fruit in that area. And since there are less than three fruit trees, or the trees don't produce that many pears, we would not consider the entire Beisah a Sada Ilan. The only part of the land that we would consider a Sada Ilan is the land directly underneath and around each tree. That's the area they allow to plow up to Shavuos, so that would be considered a Sada Ilan. But the rest of the Beisah has a din of a Sada Halavan, a field that produces grain or vegetables, and the rest of the Beisah, you'd only be allowed to plow up to Pesach. You wouldn't be allowed to plow the rest of the field up to Shavuos of the sixth year.